Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce.
I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh, yeah. PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 49 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM, and with us this week is Fubert.
True believers!
All right, here we are, another week.
Another week.
Yep, another week, another dollar. Oh, we don't get paid, but...
You don't get paid. I get paid.
Nah, you don't get paid for this.
Yeah, you're right, I don't get paid.
But, yeah, here we are. It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm. As always.
Not a lot of news this week, just like last week, there wasn't too much. But we will get through it. There's like things, we have like 8 things to talk about. 7. But anyways, let's kick it off as usual with this week on the PSN.
We have a number of things to talk about, is that what you're saying?
Not a number, I said we got like 7 things. I have a bunch of tabs open to all the news articles that I feel are worth talking about, and then we discuss them. Like I don't know if to talk about game reviews unless someone on the site wrote a review for a game, and I'll mention it if a game comes out, like, oh, so-and-so wrote this review. But typically, I don't. I just keep, like, new releases, and then whatever PlayStation Central game stories and whatever unified game stories that are worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so let's go to new releases.
Yes,
this week saw Sorcery come out.
Finally.
Yeah, I know. It's only been 2 years since it was announced, 3 years in development.
Just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
There you go. It's like the Duke Nukem. But, you know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. They're called doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anybody's going to know that movie reference. We just randomly reference movies in the middle of the podcast. But
yeah, totally.
Sorcery came out. I think it's been getting, like, average reviews, like, 7s. It's, like, good score. I hear it's a really good move game. And I know you have to have a move in order to play it, which I think is going to hurt its sales numbers, but I think anybody with a move will probably buy it. So I know a lot of moves have sold, especially in Europe, but we'll see how well it does. It looks like it'd be fun. I don't know if the story would necessarily pull me in, but like the way it seems to have nice move implementation.
Yeah.
And customization, too, for like magic and the way all that works. So...
it's always nice. I think the move definitely needs more games. For sure.
So is the Vita.
That's the truth. I think the game selection on the Vita is getting a little stale, if you ask anybody with a Vita.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like it had some really good games at launch. Like, it had a really good, like, average rating launch. Like, it had better, more good-reviewed games during launch than most other consoles do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, figure you got the Rayman Origins, you can play that on there. You had Uncharted, you had Limbo, not Limbo, but I keep saying Limbo. You have Escape Plan. What's that one? The music one. Luminous, you had that one. Mm-hmm. There's some good ones on there. MotorStorm RC, if you like MotorStorm RC. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, it needs to. I'm waiting. This month is supposed to see. Actually, I think it comes out next week is the Resistance, Burning Skies, right?
I think so. Next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I believe it's. Cause I think it's the end of this month. So
I agree.
I'll be looking forward to that. And then, yeah, I know we're waiting for everything else to come out for it. I know there's supposed to be a BioShock game. Is there an Assassin's Creed game coming to the Vita?
I have no idea.
I thought that it was one.
I haven't heard anything.
I thought there was one announced, but I could be mistaken. Anyways, let's jump into the PSN. There were a couple things on here. We had Alex Kidd, Miracle World for $5. Doctor Who, The Eternity Clock, $20. Dungeons & Dragons, Daggerdale for $15. I know a lot of games on there have the preview that lets you watch, like, gameplay footage. Mm-hmm. And then other times it's just screenshots. And I wish they'd show more gameplay footage. You know?
Totally. I agree.
Monster World 4, Sorcery, the full game, and it's only $40, so you can download on the
PSN. That's a nice little price point.
Yeah. And then Super Hang-On, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, $30. The Revenge of Shinobi, $5. Wonder Boy in Monster Land, Wonder Boy in Monster World. There is one Vita game. It's an augmented reality game called Tabletop Tanks. I watched the official PlayStation YouTube channel had some footage of Tabletop Tanks, and it seemed like a little fun. It's only $2. It seemed like a little fun augmented reality game, but I don't know if I'll end up picking it up or not. I'm sure it won't be that big data-wise to put on your card, depending on what size card you have, but $2 doesn't seem bad at all. There's no PSP games, no PSN, no minis. PlayStation Plus just gets a full game trial of Super Street Fighter 4, and then gets discounts on Flow, the Flow Bundle, Flower Music and Theme Bundle, Mod Nation Racers, the Flow PSP, and all that. There's a PS1 classic of Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, $6. Let's see, PS2 classics, two of them. Need for Speed Most Wanted for $10, and Siphon Filter, The Omega Strain for $10.
Siphon Filter, man, that's a classic right there.
And that was one of the series, like, I never got around to playing, but I know a lot of people that like it a lot. So that's on there. It's good to see like a lot of more PS2 classics coming to the console. I remember back in the day, you know, it was just all PS1 classics showing up, and now they're doing pretty well on the PS2 ones. But let's see, DLC, bunch of DLC. Dragon's Dogma came out this week as well.
I haven't heard a lot about that game.
It's gotten like a good review, like 7.5 and stuff I've seen as well. Like, I hear the combat is really good, but the game has a couple technical issues.
What game doesn't have technical issues?
Exactly. Well, you figure there's some that will have issues, but maybe it might be like popping textures, but not stuff that, like, the things in Dragon's Dogma that I've read, like, impact gameplay. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like if there's lag in a game all of a sudden, like if the frame rate dropped when a lot of stuff happened on screen, especially in a lot of combat, it's like, okay, that's a big game issue that hopefully I can patch it. But I hear that, like I said, I hear the combat's really good, but the story is kind of mediocre and characters kind of mediocre. But let's see, there's MotorStorm, Arcee DLC, Saints Row the Third DLC, Blur 2, Soul Calibur 5. Rock Band and Vita has Reality Fighters Ghostbusters pack came out, and MotorStorm RC DLC. So let's see here. Demos. There's demo for Dungeons and Dragons Daggerdale. There's also a demo for Journey, which I thought was kind of strange considering the game is rather short anyways.
This is true.
And I wanted to download it just to find out how long the demo was. That's something I feel like you wouldn't want to... I'm sure it's the demo that they played at all the all the game expos, you know, not all the anybody that previews the game. Oh, we played Journey, and they always played that same beginning level. But
yeah.
I figured, don't get the demo, just buy the game, guys. It's a great game. We should. I wish there was a way to. Can you go on Amazon and buy? You know how you can buy PlayStation money. You can add. Like gift cards, and they give you a code.
Can't do that anymore on Amazon.
Can you buy the game on Amazon, and then it gives you a code?
I don't think they do codes on Amazon anymore.
Damn it! That'd be cool. I wish there was some way, like you could gift a game on the PlayStation Network. You can do that in Steam, can't you?
I think so.
Yeah, because that'd be awesome. Because if we could do that, we can do things where like we give away Journey. I'll have to look into that. But that would be interesting. Because I mean, otherwise, the only thing we could do is. Somehow gift the gift cards, but it'd be kind of cool rather to just give away the game instead of just, you know, here we want to give away a game, but then you get more people in because it's just money you're giving away at that point, not the game. That'd be kind of cool. I'll have to find out if that's possible. And there's just a couple discounts on everything Flow, Sky Fighters, Young Thor, and Zombie Tycoon. So that's that.
Zombie Tycoon.
Quick news.
I want to know how the zombie becomes a tycoon.
Exactly. I know, right? He's like, first he's a zombie, step one. And then how does he possess the brain capacity to be a tycoon? Like,
go into brain business. Step three, profit.
Hell yeah. I'm going to capitalize on these brains, all these people would be one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The PSN will be down tomorrow for maintenance. Lime. Yeah, it's going to be from 8 a.m. to... Fuck, it's gone down all day. I didn't realize that. I thought it was fine. It's 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific. So, that's good.
That's not good. That's a long time.
Yeah, they'll be tweaking the PlayStation Network, apparently. So, yeah, you won't be able to access the store or PlayStation Home or mess around with your account management. However, online play and online apps will still work, provided you have signed into the network within... I like this. Within 5 days prior to the maintenance, start of the maintenance period. But that just seems like 5 days prior, that means you have to, but it's already Wednesday, so you can't really do much about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that's fine that you can just stay logged in. That just reminds me of people that like stay logged into games when they shut down the servers or when they like WoW when they set up Cataclysm and people, you had to log out to set the updates. But let's see here. Here's some video game movie news. Apparently the director of Chronicle, Josh Trank, I don't know if you saw that movie or not. That was the found footage like superhero movie.
I did not.
You know, it was actually pretty good. I watched it. I liked it. It was kind of dark, you know, because the main character. But it was a cool movie. Like I thought it was pretty interesting. And apparently, the director of that is supposed to. There was a recent interview with him that he said he is bringing Shadow of the Colossus to the big screen.
Really?
Yeah. According to Deadline, Sony has signed the filmmaker to direct the movie, and is out to writers to. Script the VFX heavy film, obviously, and then apparently Kevin Mischer is going to produce it. He produced Public Enemies and The Scorpion King, but that sounds pretty interesting. I'm curious how that would go, if it would be. I'm hoping. I mean, there's no. I mean, the story to Shadow of the Colossus as it is really kind of sparse. Like it's very thin. You don't really need it. That's not like the fun of it. It's more like. Just not sure why you're there necessarily, and you're just, you know, you have to destroy these creatures to, you know, help this person, and that's basically the fun, just exploring this world and fighting these monsters. So
yeah,
I'm curious. And then if they do that, how long would the movie be? Because in Shadow Colossus, how many monsters are there 13?
Or, I have no idea. You're the big Shadow of the Colossus guy, right?
Oh, I thought you played it when the HD collector came out.
Negative.
Well, there's a good amount. I think there's either 11 or 13. I almost want to say 15, but I think that's too many. But that seems pretty interesting. We'll see how that goes. Moving along, here's some good news. Well, good news for people who haven't played them and been wanting to, and then also people who maybe just have some money to blow and want to do this. But Uncharted and Uncharted 2 are coming to the PSN. They will be coming June 26th. Both games will be able to download. And the prices are undisclosed, but I'm assuming they'd be a fairly low amount.
These downloads are available for people that have been living under a rock for the past 3 years.
I know, right?
So, yeah.
Or you can also do it for, like, maybe the people that who buy games, play them, and then sell them back to get store credit to buy new games.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know people like that who do that. They don't have a whole lot of money. So if they, you know, if they want, I really want to go back and play these games, you can do that. So that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Anyways, moving along, a Dead Island Game of the Year edition was announced.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty good deal for people that want to give that game a try.
It'll be $30 and comes with all the DLC.
That's a really good price. $30.
I know. And it hits stores on the 26th of June and July 6th in Europe. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, that was obviously I like how they have a Game of the Year edition, even though it didn't necessarily win. Like, Game of the Year edition doesn't really mean you won Game of the Year. I don't know why they... I wish I could go back to the first game that had a, quote, Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish you just call it, like, the Discounted Bundle Edition or something. But
let's call it what it really is, people.
Did they ever release a Fallout New Vegas Game of the Year edition for PS3?
I have no idea about the other one. When we were doing the podcast.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Still haven't played it.
Let's see here. So yeah, so anybody who hasn't played Dead Island yet, you can get that in end of June. Good game. It was fun. It had some issues, but they've done a lot of patching since it launched. I know when it launched, it had a lot of connectivity problems, but they've all been fixed apparently. So that'd be good. Let's see here.
It's good buy for $30, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. Especially, yeah, it's a great co-op game, and it's a ton of fun. The DLC, which I played a while back, the Red or White DLC, was really fun. And actually, a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be. Let's see here. Capcom has announced the upcoming Devil May Cry reboot will hit stores January 15, 2013. So, that'll be good. And everybody waiting for DMC? A lot of games, I feel like a lot of games that I was hoping would come out this year are coming out next year. Like, speaking of which, Aliens Colonial Marines comes out in February 2013.
So, are you excited for that game at all?
You know, I initially kind of wasn't, because I know, at least from what I've seen, a lot of Alien-based games on the Alien series, at least, like, the AVP ones and those as well, like, they don't really do that well, I guess, like, gameplay-wise. I know they're kind of... I think on the PC one back in the day did pretty good, but I didn't play the AVP games. I know they said they were really kind of funky, but Gearbox is working on this one.
Are they?
Yeah, and I'm actually kind of curious, because I've been reading how it's... the story in this is actually supposed to be canon to the Alien universe. It takes place after Aliens, the James Cameron directed, after Ripley blows up, you know, the ship and leaves. And these Marines come back a little while later and investigate, like, the mess that's going on and traveling out, so it's a while later. So it's but yeah, it's supposed to be totally canon, and I guess the story is supposed to be pretty good. And from what I've seen from previews from critics and stuff, they like what they see, and apparently the way they're handling the aliens and how it's just strictly an Aliens game, not like an AVP game, actually doing really well. And they've pulled a lot of sound bites from the movie, like actual sound clips, and then they had I believe he's the art director from Aliens come in and help them create, like, the level design. And apparently they've gone back and they've actually created certain segments of in the game that are exact replicas digitally from the movie. So that's I like when things aren't canon and it's just like, oh, it's just based on the franchise. You know, it can be fun. But once I found out, like, oh, this story is going to be part of it, I thought that was pretty cool. And I just wish it was kind of coming out sooner. But, oh well. Like, for instance, that movie Prometheus that's coming out on June 8th, I was initially not that excited to see it. I didn't really care much. But the more I found out about it, it makes me want to go back and rewatch Ridley Scott's Alien and James Cameron's Aliens. Because I saw them when I was a kid, but, you know, when you watch movies as a kid, you don't really pay attention to the story. And I didn't realize there was, like, so much going on story-wise that I didn't really catch as a kid. Like, when I start reading about this, and I'm like, man, so now I want to watch these movies to catch up before I watch Prometheus, because it's supposed to be an Aliens prequel, or an Alien prequel.
Really?
Yeah. Initially, Ridley Scott said, no, it's not. It's just loosely based on the universe. But I think he was just kind of trolling people, because then the newest trailers come out and people are like, okay, there's aliens right there. What's going on? And there's direct set pieces that are in the first Alien, like the space jockey and all that. And yeah. You see the ship crash that was there on the planet in Alien. So I'm starting to get really interested in this movie, and I really want to see it.
So what you're saying is Ridley Scott trolls people?
Kind of, yeah. Like, you know, you know, you don't want people to know the truth about something. Maybe you kind of want to just fib a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to... I'll play Alien School and Marines when it comes out.
Okay.
But like I said, there's
a lot. Nice.
I mean, Bioshock got pushed to 2013, Tomb Raider's in there, so it's... I feel like Q1 and Q2 of 2013 is going to be huge.
Should be pretty impressive, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'll be good. Getting
Borderlands 2, for sure. Did you see the loot chest that's supposed to come out for pre-ordering?
Oh, the...
special edition for Borderlands 2?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
It's like the weapons box or something like that?
Yeah.
Thing's friggin' phenoms. I saw
a picture where, to show, like, the size of it, they put a dog
in it, yeah.
Yeah, they put the dog next to an Xbox controller, and they put a dog in the box. That was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
If it opened up like a tackle box, like how it does in the game, that'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see here. Yeah. Not much else in news. I know I was reading an article about how Take-Two expects to thrive during the next generation of consoles, because it wouldn't be front of the line. They were saying, Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick was talking about how when the transition comes for a new hardware cycle, it creates challenges for some publishers and opportunities for others, and he believes that Take-Two will fall into the leader category. Because I know Take-Two has suffered some losses. Net revenue. They had net revenue losses this quarter for $150 million. But I know games like, obviously, L.A. Noire, NBK 2K12 boosted their earnings for the year. And then... Max Payne 3, which has shipped 3 million units since its release last week, is doing well for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's an excellent game. I picked that up on the day it came out.
Yeah, so did I. I haven't played it yet, though.
I've played maybe 3 hours total of it.
Yeah, I see you getting trophies popping up on Facebook.
Yep.
So is it pretty good so far?
It's very good.
Have you played
multiplayer? A lot of guns, a lot of bullets, a lot of people die.
Good.
That's all you need to know.
Is the multiplayer good?
Played about two games of multiplayer from what I saw. It's fun for me. I like it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's the that game you like? No, never mind, not that game. The developers of Payday the Heist, I'm trying to remember their names. I don't know why I'm forgetting it right now. Apparently I close the article. I don't know why I didn't save it. But they're collaborating with Valve to work on a Payday the Heist Left 4 Dead collaboration.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't talk much about it, but apparently they're already deep in concept and working on this to get this done. So I'm really kind of curious, because the studio itself that did Payday the Heist doesn't seem like they would be... They're not like upper tier as far as developers go, and Valve is like, you know,
as good as it gets,
the top crust of developers. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see what they do, if, and they've been dropping clues in like in both Left 4 Dead and Payday the Heist that this is going to happen. So I'm wondering if there's going to be some kind of level in Left 4 Dead that people can play that's kind of like that or not. But is Payday the Heist a PSN exclusive?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that's even more interesting, because Left 4 Dead's not on, you know, PS3. But I'm wondering if they'll just create some kind of Left 4 Dead level, like maybe you have to rob a bank while zombies try to come in or something, you know. But who knows? Anyway, yeah, not a lot of other news, though, so I'll cover that. I figured we'd talk about Diablo for a bit. And then I know you have a story. Hey, you want to tell your story now?
That's really not that interesting. I went to a place called
Fuddruckers.
After I got done with my softball game, And they basically had this, well, the sodas machine where you get your soda is like a black tower with a huge Coca-Cola logo on the side. And basically it's this iPad central display with all the kinds of Coke that they make. So I just selected, you know, just regular Coke. And then it pops up with another screen with like raspberry Coke, orange Coke, cherry Coke, diet cherry Coke, all the kinds of Coke. And it's all touchscreen. I thought that was really cool. I mean, I haven't seen that something like that before. Yeah, and it's like the size of like a regular filing cabinet, maybe just a little bit larger. It's not that big. It's craziness.
I've heard about those at a place called Double Dave's in Austin, Texas. They have one of those touchscreens. I think they've had them there for a while, but I've never seen one here. But I know I've seen a lot of soda machine upgrades that they've been doing recently, where it's like it's like a step between the base model and that super advanced model you're talking about, where it has fewer nozzles, but then it has double buttons depending on which one you want, but it comes out of one nozzle to kind of save space.
Yeah.
I've seen that, but yeah, that one where you go where you can add like whatever you want.
Cool.
That's really cool.
So I was pretty impressed.
Nice. I hope we see some more of those. Man, they opened up you familiar with a BJ's Brew House?
Yeah.
Yeah, they opened up one of those
in Dublin.
Yeah, they opened up one here in Santa Rosa. It's been worked on.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. I had their prime rib. I had some steak there the first time I went, and then I got one of their burgers the second time. The thing is, when I go to like Outback Steakhouse, I get a burger medium, but it's still really juicy. But when I get it medium at anywhere else, it's a little, because the patty's kind of smaller than Outback patties, it's a little more cooked, and then I find they singe the meat a little bit. And it was an okay burger. It wasn't bad. They have different variations that I want to try. I just got the classic like bacon one.
Yeah.
But they have, man, that place has like 5 pages of alcohol in the beginning of their menu.
Did you go with your cousin there?
No, I went with my roommate and some other friends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That place is huge. Are they all ginormous?
Yeah, they're pretty big, man.
Yeah, man, I was like, good God, you have so much square footage. I was surprised. I was like, because they're like in the middle of a mall, like the lesser mall in Santa Rosa. And I'm surprised they got so much floor space. Yeah,
the one in Fremont is extraordinarily big.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I like going there.
It is good.
Yeah.
Tasty. I like them.
I like their, they have some horseradish mashed potatoes. Those are really good. Their fries aren't bad either. They're like, you can get them either thick cut or you can get like thin string fries.
What was that?
I rotated my monitor.
Oh, yeah. Sure you did.
I'm just busting ass on the podcast, apparently. No, it's that mic on top that you like so much because it picks up everything.
Yeah, totally.
But
it's not annoying at all. Not one bit.
Yeah, what's that noise in the background? Who's that talking? Is your roommate dying? Does he have AIDS?
Anyways,
that's what you do.
I do not do that. I don't know what these wild stories.
Yeah. I'm going to cut the sound clips and insert them here right after you go, do that. It's going to be you doing that.
Please do.
But Diablo, you beat it the other day.
Indeed I did.
Yep. How many hours I hear it takes about like 20 hours.
Yeah, probably about that. Well, you know, I took my time. I didn't speed through it like most people do. You know what I mean?
You were level 31 when you beat it, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
See, very tough. But I also had help from my friends, so.
Yeah. I'm playing with my cousin, and I guess we're taking it a little longer than usual because we just got to Act 4, and I'm like 22 hours in the game, and I'm level 32. I'm like, okay, well, I'm probably going to get a little higher because I know I was reading online, they were saying you should be about level 30 when you beat the game. But I guess we're just taking it long. I think what it is because. I just want to get tonight. Hopefully we're just going to beat Act 4 because I hear Act 4 is like an hour long. Like it doesn't take that long at all.
When are you guys going to play?
I don't know. I got to, when this is done and then when he gets home. But I just want to, we're going to get through it.
You need your cousin to hold your hand for you?
No, it's not a hold hand thing. It was my issue with the game, and this I'll bring this up because this is one of my issues, is I'd started it with him like we wanted, like we did with Borderlands, where, okay, we'll start the little play through it together because we have about the same schedule. Now, my problem was that since the monsters don't level up to match like your level, they just increase based on number of people. It won't take into account like it, because at the time when you tried to join us the other day, you wanted to team up, me and him, we were level, what were we, low 20 for like 22, and you were you were already like, no that was then, we were what, 18 and you were high 20s. And I was like, well, the monsters will scale up just to be up, but then your character will be extremely powerful against them because you're already so many levels higher. And I don't like that about, like, because that's what I'm curious about when I beat the game, because I'll be playing Nightmare, but I'm not going to play it just, like, with him. Then I'll just play with whoever's on. I'm like, hey, let's play Nightmare. Okay, let's play. And then I won't care because, I've already beat the game, and then, two, it's like, at least it's a harder difficulty, so it won't feel like it's some kind of handicap because someone's a couple levels higher or lower, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want
to
be like,
just going to OCD mode about
When you logged in with us and it was you and then your friend, which who now is stuck on my, not my friend list, but like my recently played list, and I can't clear that.
And
so
your OCD is just like driving you crazy at this point, isn't it?
I can't delete them off the list.
No, you can't. You can never delete them.
And it's like,
it's going to be sitting there on your friends list forever and ever.
Yeah, luckily it doesn't tell me when he's online, though, so I don't care about that, because then I don't click on my list. But I thought that was weird, because, like, you joined, and then all of a sudden someone else joined, and I'm like, who the hell is this other person? And then it was four of us, and we were fighting, you know, the one boss, and he went down in, like, half a second, and obviously it's on normal, and normal is way too goddamn easy, which is another problem I have with the game. I don't like playing a game where you have to beat it on an easier setting to unlock a harder setting.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play, like, I play all my games on hard. I just want to play on hard. But it's way too simple. And another issue I have is I know my cousin, who, a reason I don't like playing with him, is a...
God damn it.
What?
The fucking servers went down.
I knew you were playing Diablo. But they doing maintenance right now?
Ugh. I don't know.
You don't know?
Logging out. Lime.
It's telling you, oh, get out of there.
Wake.
But, I know the auction house has been under maintenance, and it's unavailable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways. Man, they finished their auction house maintenance earlier today, and then they got to do it again. Ridiculous.
I don't know what they're doing.
I hate how you can only put 10 items up in the auction house.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Of course, they don't want people to flood it, you know what I mean?
I guess. But,
I guess.
And... I do like the silent bid aspect of the auction house.
Yeah. But tell me more about that, because I'm kind of confused about that.
Okay, so, like, basically what it is, where, like, in real-life silent auction, you just write down what you want to buy something
for. And if you get it, then you get it.
Well, it's kind of like you just, let's say they're giving away, like, a PS3 that's signed by, you know, all these first-party studios, right?
Mm.
And they were giving it away, and they go, okay, it's a silent auction. You just write your name, and you write how much you're willing to bid on that, and you put it in, like, a box. And everybody does that, but you don't know what anybody else does. So if you write down, oh, I'd pay $700 for that, and I'm thinking, I'd pay, you know, $650. I put in there, and all I know is that you win. You know what I mean? It's you're bidding what you'd go to, but you don't necessarily know what anybody else is. So it's more like basically you're just bidding what you're comfortable with. But the way it does it on Diablo is where if, for instance, I was on the auction house the other day and there was an item that was going for, it didn't have a buyout and it was going for like 3,000. So I bid 4,000 and then eventually someone caught up to me. So at one point it got up pretty high and I just said screw it and I went 17,000. But what it does is it doesn't just jump. It doesn't display my money as the current bid. It only displays what, you know how if you go current bid, it has a default amount?
Mm-hmm.
It displays that. So whoever bid before me, and then I go, and if it says minimum bid is like, you know, just 300 more gold, it displays that to everybody else. And then when everybody else tries to bid, it will say, oh, you didn't bid enough. But then when they do that, the current bid goes up until it reaches my base bid. So what happens then is if I put down like 100,000, but the current bid, because no one bids on it, doesn't go up, I only get it for whatever the current bid is. So if I bid 100,000 and it sells for 20,000, then it doesn't charge me the full amount. But anyway, so how's Nightmare treating you?
It's tough, man. Not even a lie. It's very discouraging.
With your buddies?
No, I'm playing it by myself.
No.
No.
What level is your character right now?
I am 34.
34. And you're a demon hunter?
Yep. Demon hunter.
All right. So my cousin is.
Yeah. I have a problem with staying alive.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's what's the word I'm looking for? Oh yeah, sucks.
Are you far into the run, or are you still in like the first couple
of
hours?
No, I'm in like the first act still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, act three seemed really short.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't as much, like act one and two had a lot of like side caves for you to explore.
Mm.
There wasn't, which I think is another reason why it takes long, because we always explore those caves and then you have to wait for him to go sell his crap in the auction house and then go back and then, you know, continue on. But there wasn't much of that in Act 3. It was just, like, go do this. And then Act 4, like, seems as if it'll be pretty short, so.
I like how you can stack stuff. That's pretty cool. Like your jewels.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But so does it take up a lot of room?
I'm waiting to do.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I'm waiting for to play harder. That way I can, you know, get those pages to upgrade my blacksmith and jeweler more.
Those are
capped right now. But, yeah. See, another reason I want to get done with normal is that way I can get better gear for my level in the new playthroughs. Because I find a lot of stuff, but it's all garbage and not for my class.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep going on the auction house and upgrade my gear, but I'm like, well, one, I don't need to upgrade right now because normal's easy as shit. You don't have to upgrade. Like, it's way too simple. And so
well, that's why
I,
it's called normal.
Yeah, I know. But it's like,
if it was called hard, it'd be on hard. Or
yeah, but
nightmare.
The problem is that my roommate or my cousin just wants to upgrade all his stuff on the auction house. And it's like, well, one, you don't need to right now. Just save your money until just. I was fine with all the gear I got it like in the teens. And I had like that for
another
total time.
Drawback, too, is you don't automatically think about is to do anything with those gems. You got to spend money.
Yeah, I know.
So those, you gotta upgrade the jeweler. And it's not a couple grand. It's like 10 grand here, 10 grand there.
Yeah, he's expensive.
You gotta get pages. Then you gotta kind of combine those pages with gold.
Yeah, those
are frustrating, man.
Yeah, those. It's like, and then to make it, it's like you need three of the gems to, you know, make the next tier. Luckily, though, as you keep going, you find better quality. Like, you find the normal version of that gem. So you don't have to worry as turning to the chipped to the flawed, and then flawed to normal, and then the normal to flawless. But I usually just buy gems, the squares in the auction house, and I put them into an item. But
you sell stuff in the auction house?
Yeah, I sell. Usually, I only sell in the beginning. I put like rare. I put a magic stuff up, and then whatever rares I can find that I didn't want, and they sold all right. But then for a while, like a lot of the beginning stuff I throw up didn't sell. And then usually, if I sell stuff, I just put it up for hella cheap because I don't care, especially if the stats aren't that good. But I have right now my auction house is full, and I don't think much of it's gonna sell. Like, people don't bid on my stuff; they just buy out because I try to put the prices really low. Because that's what I do. I've only bid on like two. Well, I bid on four things, but I won two because I was auction house sniping the person because it was like a couple minutes left. But I have two things I was bidding on the other day, and I just gave up because I didn't care anymore. But I just search by the buyout cost, and then I buy the stuff I want. I'm like, oh, I just want that. I don't want to waste my time bidding, because it's like, I don't really want to wait 2 days.
Yeah.
If you could sort by time left on the auction, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling if they did it, that would cause more people to, you know, snipe items and come in if they could see which ones are going to expire.
Yeah.
But, it's fun. Scoundrel
sounds like Jude Law.
Nice. I get a lot of items for the followers that I end up, like a lot of rare items I get. It's like, oh, it gives them a ton of health, or they can do this or that. But I always end up just tossing them.
Yeah. That's what I do. I give all my items to the items that I've been using, like to the followers, because they can only hold certain items.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, it's a fun game. I like playing it. Like I said, but because of that, and I've been really busy a lot after work, that I haven't had much time to play. I still have to beat Sniper Elite, and then I have to beat Starhawk, and then play Max Payne.
Yeah, so we gotta play some Max Payne for sure.
Yeah. But,
Damn it. Died again.
What?
Fuck.
Oh, you died again? Oh. Yeah. Servers just restarted, so they're back up again.
Just the increase in difficulty is just, like, it's almost too much.
Yeah, my friend was telling me that you have to do a lot of kiting for the mobs, especially when you play on your own.
What do you mean, kiting?
Like, kiting's something you do where, like, you run away and they chase after you. It's a, uh-huh. It's a lot. You do it in MMOs, typically, like, for a boss fight. Someone aggroes the mob and just runs around, and everybody else attacks it while it chases this one person. But the problem I have with playing with someone else is when I play on my own, I use like my most powerful spells, but my most powerful primary attacks are very close, like CQB kind of spells.
Mm-hmm.
And I use those, and I tear up. Obviously, I'm a normal, but it just destroys. But when I play on multiplayer, when I play with other people, my cousin plays a demon hunter, so he has ranged. If I run up to do a certain spell, I can't do that spell anymore, because by the time I get to the group, he'll have killed most of them, and then it's not even useful anymore. I don't like having to use, you know, weaker spells just because they have range, so that way, at least, I don't have to worry about, you know, being semi-useless. Like, it's just, I don't like having to change play styles just because I'm playing, but that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
I turned on the thing, though, that I can customize all my skills. I don't have to do them like the default settings that it does. I accidentally put 2 secondary attacks as my main attacks. I was like, why am I shooting my secondary attack on my left click? I'm like, oops, because I accidentally set my attacks to 2 secondary ones.
And now I was able to respec my character and move my health up to like 1872.
Mm-hmm.
Still not enough, dude. Anything gets close, I'm dead in like 3 hits.
Yeah, you need some vid, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I try to find stuff. And another thing, too, my cousin, like, all his gear, because he buys gear on auction house, he has a crap ton of, like, XP plus gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, at one point, we had basically the same, or I had none in the beginning. And so he'd level up faster than I would. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm all, and now it's becoming, I feel like it's becoming imbalanced. Luckily, we never really stay that far off. Like, we're usually just like, oh, I'll be, like, a few bars behind. And if I'm behind him, I'll just, like, when he's gone, I'll play and just catch up on my own.
Yeah.
Get to his level and go again. But he has, like, hell of fucking XP plus gear. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, but what's his health at?
His health's pretty high. He had it at, like, 4,000 at one point. And I think he took it down because we're playing normal. He's like, I don't know why I have so much health. Like, mine, I think, is only at, like, 1600 right now. Like, it's not that high. I don't really get hit. And the only time I've ever died is, like, I wasn't paying attention, or I accidentally hit escape, and it pops up that menu, and I was like, fuck. And then they got me or something. But, yeah. But, yeah, fun game. I'm looking forward to finishing it. That way I can play Nightmare, and then I'll probably feel free to hop in once that happens. But I'll probably have to upgrade. I need to find a new weapon once I start Nightmare.
You're actually going to let me play with you?
Well, like I said, once I finish the story, and at least then the levels won't be too far, because right now you're only, a level and a half ahead of me. And on Nightmare, it won't make a huge difference. So then you can just, whenever you want to hop in, just hop in. But unless, obviously, if you have to be on the same kind of quest thing. Oh, we were playing the other day.
No, you don't, dude.
No, no, I'm,
just
I mean,
go back to whatever chapter you were doing.
If I'm farther than you, I'll have to join like your game is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't be able to, because you can't skip ahead in normal, obviously. I don't know if you can skip ahead on Nightmare. How do you, when can you join, play on a hardcore server?
When you unlock hardcore.
Okay. When does that unlock?
After you beat Nightmare.
Oh, okay. So it's one of the early ones. I didn't know if you had to beat like Inferno or something.
I think so. Yeah. I'm definitely not playing hardcore though. Jesus.
I was reading the story online about these three guys who were playing and they got to the butcher and the one guy went back to town to go sell something. And one guy went AFK for a sec and the barbarian went in and it popped up the screen and said, you know, event active. And he went decline because he thought, oh, I'll just decline and then we'll join him when ready. But he didn't realize that it locks you out. And they were playing on hardcore and they were hella concerned that their buddy was going to die.
Yeah.
But he survived. I did that once in accident with one of the bosses in Act 3. Like, we went somewhere and I accidentally hit decline. And I thought, oh, it won't pull me in, but I can still click on it. It goes, oh, sorry, this is busy. You can't go in there. I was like, what? So then I had to go back, and after he fought, I went in there, and of course, there's nothing there because I didn't fight him, so I had to go in and fight him later, which was easy because luckily there's a waypoint right in front of the entrance. But, yeah, it's fun. I'm hoping they work out a lot of the auction house issues.
Yeah, I think they're working on it right now. It's still down.
Yeah,
I hate that. The auction house is currently unavailable.
Yeah, I hate when it times out when I'm trying to buy stuff, or it doesn't give me my completed transactions, or something goes through, and then it doesn't give it to me until, like, 4 hours later. But, yeah. But, yeah, all right. Well,
what do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend? Not a
holiday
whole lot.
Holiday weekend, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll get out half day Friday, because it should be pretty slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. Like I said, I'll probably beat Diablo tonight on normal, and then this weekend I might play a little bit of this or that, but I really want to finish playing all my my other games, or finish Sniper Elite and then start Max Payne probably, and then play a little Starhawk perhaps. I don't know, jump back and forth. But
sounds
a little
good.
Bit of Diablo in and out in between. But
yeah, we gotta team up. We gotta use Skype though.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's how I like playing on Skype.
Yeah, yeah, I use Skype all the time.
Nice.
But I hate it. I wish I could. Like, when I use my headset on my PS3, I have one volume control for the chat and one volume control for the game. But when I plug it in my computer, the same volume control does both chat and the computer output. So
yeah,
I can't mute my cousin when he starts singing. Or he doesn't use a headset, so his audio plays through the mic. So everything we hear, I hear echoed.
Yeah.
And it's like, it gets really annoying. And then I hate when he starts doing his crappy little ridiculous songs that he sings while he's playing, like, I'm a bear, going here, getting there. Like, just says random crap, but sings it when he says it. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's not how I want to play my game. Like, I want to play listening to the music, and I only want to talk when, you know.
Communication is necessary.
Yeah, communication
is
necessary. And it's really annoying. And the worst part is, like, then I have to turn the game volume, master volume, down to, like, 70. That way, at least I can still hear him, since I can't control each audio separately on my control. But, oh well. I wish there was like a, I need to find out if there's an OS X, like, hotkey for muting people. If I could do that in Skype now. That way I can just go, psh, mute. Not have to worry about it. But, I
can't
just go
talk, boss fight. Oh, got him.
Nice.
Nice.
Good job.
That is a good job.
Yep. But, yeah. Well, yeah, not bad. Like I said, not a whole lot of news, so not much going on. What are your weekend plans?
Got some tickets for A's Yankee game tomorrow on Friday.
You've been going to a lot of games.
Yeah, my girl's is a big A's fan, so it's like the Giants and Dodgers for A's fans, you know what I mean? They just hate each other, so it's always a good game to go to.
GG, man, GG.
So nice. We're doing that on Friday, and then That's about it. I don't really have any other plans this weekend. Got softball on Saturday. And then try to catch up on some gaming.
There you go.
You know?
Yep.
It's tough, though. Jesus.
I know. Because I get sucked into fucking other things. And
this work stuff.
Work,
can't
Diablo.
Play as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Still make time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what should the secret word be this week?
I'm gonna let you call it. I'm gonna let you call the secret word.
I called it last week.
Did you?
Yeah. I think a Diablo. Right. Or
What's your cousin's name?
No, we're not doing his name. Fuck that guy. No. We ain't doing that.
Okay.
How about we just do nightmare.
Yeah. Okay.
For nightmare mode. Okay. So secret word, nightmare. Boom. Yep, there you go. And do you wanna go out your battle tag for anybody? I know Pedro's not playing yet, but I think there's some other people on the site who are playing.
Oh yeah, it's FooBear408. Hashtag 1353.
There you go.
1353. Well, what's yours, JCM?
I gave it to you.
No, for everybody to join you, because you know how you like getting random invites from everybody.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead, put it out there, JCM. No,
I'll do it next week. I did it last week. But I have to open up Diablo to look at it, and I don't want to. Yeah. Or I could open StarCraft. I can go to the website, but I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it next. I said it last week.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways. But yeah, I know there's a lot of people that are looking forward to it or playing the game and enjoying it, and some people haven't been able to play it. I don't think Pedro's been able to play it yet.
Yeah.
I think I was reading the comments. He was saying how I don't think it's available yet where he is, but he was trying to get a copy from elsewhere.
I don't know.
But, yeah. Well... All right. Well, it's not a bad one. Had a couple of technical issues on my end, but hopefully they won't show up too well, because obviously I'll try to edit them. But anyways, it's a good one. Thank you, FooBear, for joining.
Always a pleasure.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you all next week.
Smell you later.